Blog Talk Radio.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible...
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Today, the Blog Talk Radio Show, with your host and moderator, still myself, Grandpa Bill, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, forever in yourselves. We continue to grow exponentially where you continue to pay it forward. We appreciate you doing so. Some of you are here by our invitation, and ubiquitous audience, one and all, continue to pay it forward. We are growing one star seed at a time in the positive direction, and that's with your help, and very much so with provocative guests, much like my next one, who's going to speak for herself here in just a quick second, Kate Hartsong. And I just was exchanging pleasantries with herself, and truth be told, slapping myself on the wrist a little bit, we're all going to be good. I was really tardy right to the end second here of getting Kate prepared to come on the show. But we're here, and we all know how life does that sometimes. So thank you, everybody, for being patient, mostly Kate. So quickly, I want to introduce Kate. She was on the show. We just exchanged that, and I'm going to confer to her memory, but I think we agreed probably late fallish, early fallish.
Uh-huh.
Last year. But in any event, last calendar year was the first time I was blessed to have her on my show, and that interim period, we definitely want her to bring us up to snuff on what happened then and now. And let me just tell you a little bit about Kate for those of you that didn't hear the prelude show that I did do a couple of weeks ago. So from her joyfulradiance.com about us page, verbatim, Kate Hartsong's personal journey of self-discovery and transformation began as a young adult when, over a few years of various healing modalities, she overcame some of life's greatest challenges, including childhood trauma. Kate came to realize the bright inner radiance of compassion, listening, understanding, teaching, and coaching that are her natural talents she shares with her clients and audiences. They receive her deep insights, gain their own empowerment and self-confidence, experience Kate's calm energy, and also receive effective tools and strategies to deal with their life's challenges. Kate is, and I'm using my quotation fingers here, off camera in the studio, we're not on camera today, confidence and career coach. Let me say that again in quotation marks, confidence and career coach, and engaging empowerment public speaker and the author of Humanity's Cry for Change. Also, Deeply We Are One, contributing author for Speaking Your Truth, blog contributor, and is a guest on podcasts, obviously. We're blessed again to have her here and other venues. Kate is also a certified life coach and a certified personal financial coach. Kate has the heart of a true humanitarian. For over 25 years, she has been an active member of the Dances of Universal Peace community, promoting kindness, understanding, love, and respect through this and other communities. She is also a visionary leader for it's her knowing that when we start with one person at a time, a ripple effect occurs supporting peace on a global level because we are all interconnected. Kate's own inspirational quote says it best, again, quotation fingers, verbatim, peace within, peace on earth, so beautifully said. And I got to tease Kate, what do you do in your spare time? Welcome, Kate. Welcome, Kate. Tell us all about Kate and what's been going on since the last time we had the pleasure to talk to each other.
Oh, and thank you so much, Bill, for having me here. It is a true honor. And I have to just share, I love the work you do as well. So thank you for having me again. Wow, I have been quite busy. Since the last time I was with you on the last fall, I continue to be active with the Dances of Universal Peace, incredible community. But this is actually a global activity. The Universal Dances of Peace is global, all over the world. And I live in the Colorado area, and I've been involved. And so I do that. And then I've also made a big choice. My inner guidance told me it was time to leave my part-time nonprofit job as a financial coach and to focus on becoming more as a public speaker, professional speaker, and doing more coaching. And that's so much in alignment with me because I do love being of service. So I've been working on building up my presence, you know, like public speaking events. More are coming in the near future and, you know, learning about marketing on the public speaking side. And I've also been doing more podcasts. You know, I've been doing so many of them. And just getting the word out there how important it is that we realize each one of us can really create change and add to the collective consciousness for a beautiful, more peaceful new earth. And so that's what I've been focusing on.
So true. And that intertwines with folks in the audience that, you know, have joined us for a while and know about. And I think I mentioned that to Kate. Maybe I even gave Kate an open invite with a very matriculated schedule back when. But this coincides with so much of what we talk about at the guided meetings that we just had one last night. I'm just an audience member there, freedomsnap.org.
Yeah.
Yep. And Kate, when she gets a chance, if she hasn't, she's very busy. But I think she's probably a little bit familiar with Seth Leif Mazansky and the particulars there. And there's so many of us, and I'm so glad that Kate's here, that you guys and gals have heard me say so often, we are small star seeds together. But when we interweave together, and Kate will expand upon it, it's so powerful. It's so powerful.
Oh, yes. I love how you say that.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate. Can you help me out on that, depending on, you know, what our degree of familiarity is in the audience with what we're talking about, and all due respect to them, not knowing that to the letter of the T, either of us, can you bring it right down to the very basics just for, you know, somebody that's...
Oh, yes.
Please do. Please do. And we'll appreciate that.
Oh, yes.
You're providing such a great service, especially with world events right now with the theater and so forth. So take it away, Kate, please.
Oh, thank you. And you ask, it's very important to know that just very basic, because there's a lot of people awakening and there's a lot of people who are curious on the very topic we're talking about. And in essence, quantum physics has proved that on the most basic elemental level, everything is energy. And so because everything is energy, it's not the atoms or molecules that are the most basic. It really is energy. And because of this, it allows for the interpenetration and the coalescence of everyone's energy, whether it's a person, a collective, plants or animals, Mother Earth, the air, thoughts, words, our actions, everything. Everything is energy. And this is powerful. Very empowering to know, because everything is energy, we are able to work, whether it's on an individual basis or on a collective. We are able to impact, and we do, consciously or not, we make change. we add and are impacting the collective all the time. So imagine with me, if there were 10 people or 5,000 people or 500 million people all doing the same thing, which I love to empower people to do, and that is to do our personal inner work, our healing, and also to stay in a high vibration of love, kindness, respect, collaboration. As we can do that, we are adding more positive vibration into the collective consciousness because it is all energy. Now, it's easier said than done. Not all of us can be in high vibration and joy. And what high vibration really means is because energy moves, it moves at different rates or frequencies. And that's known as vibration. So energy does vibrate, it moves, and we call that a level of frequency. So when energy moves really, really fast, or another way to put it is if energy vibrates really fast, it is at a higher frequency. And emotions such as love and respect, kindness, gratitude, joy, peace, those vibrate at a higher level. So this is what I mean by vibrating at a higher vibration. And then, of course, you have the other side of it, which is the lower vibration. Excuse me.
Sure.
And that is of, it's just a little cough. And that is of, anger, jealousy, worry, frustration, hatred, the whole gamut. That, by its very nature, vibrates at a lower frequency. When a person is in that state, we don't feel good. When we're in a higher state of vibration with, like I say, the kindness and gratitude, collaboration, reverence for life, we feel better. We have so much more of the life force energy moving through us. To get there, of course, takes a lot of work. That's part of our journey being on the planet. So we all have our personal journey and things to overcome and various tools to help us to process and heal difficulties or childhood trauma to minimize the lower vibrations. And I want to make it clear that even the people who are in high vibration most of the time, well, we're all spiritual beings, but we have this human body. We do live in a human physical existence. We do get upsets, and life does offer challenges. So upsets will happen, and the key is how can we deal with those upsets? And there's so many tools and techniques, many of them, I share many in my book, Humanity's Cry for Change, simple exercises to help us to deal with stuff or to get back more into center, to just be in a place of knowing how, after I have had an upset, can I deal with it? So we don't want to stuff our upsets. We don't want to poo-poo the challenges. Recognize them is what we do. Acknowledging them, through that we can then better process through our emotions. And in that, it's beautiful, Bill. What happens is it helps to release the energy of that upset. And then we can go back into using a tool, such as a breathing technique or getting in touch with nature, taking a walk or meditating, using that tool to get us back into a place of joy and, that higher vibration. So all I could go on, but I hope that's a good start. Go ahead.
I'm going to let you finish your point. I'm sorry, I was attempting to talk over you, not intentionally. Finish your point. I'm sorry.
No problem. I wanted to also share. So it's very, very helpful to understand each one of us individually and as a collective, you know, humanity and Mother Earth. All of us are going through a huge upheaval, a massive challenge and change in our own lives personally, but also we can witness, you know, there's so many things happening on a planetary level. There's an increase in war. There's upheavals with Mother Nature and natural disasters. There's shifts happening with the banking system, with cryptocurrency. It's may very well replace banking because of the fast transactions and the economy efficiency it offers. There's shifts in countries' economies. There seems to be more violence. Well, there is. And there's a lot more shooting terrorists and shooting at schools. And all of this is ramping up. And it's so sad to see. And yet, believe it or not, it is by design. And may I share with you and your audience the reason why is we as humanity and Mother Earth, we are going through an evolutionary leap. Correct. Just like, you know, the industrial evolution or the agricultural evolution, but we are going through a massive leap. The most unprecedented, biggest one ever, and it's a challenge, and yet the reason it's happening, and my book explains this in detail, the reason it's happening is because the old paradigm for the last 2,000 years, known as the Pisces Age, has not been working, and we know this. Pisces Age is characterized by aggression, war, men being in a dominant position, men thinking people,
It's so true. Continue.
Yes, it's not to put men down, but it's true that there's been male dominance, and it's also believed for 2,000 years that men are better than women, and there's inequality, and there's a belief that we're separate. And this is what has characterized the Pisces Age. Well, it's in the normal course of events of how the universe works. We are actually, thankfully, moving out of this dark age for the last 2,000 years. And we are moving into the age of Aquarius, the new age, where there is indeed the peace and harmony and collaboration. Recognition that we are all one. Recognizing that men and women are equal, that all people on the planet, whether, you know, no matter the different cultures, color, race, the sexual orientation, lifestyle, that bottom line, we are actually all equal. And this knowingness and this new promise of the harmony of love, being able to be safe, to have kindness and gratitude, collaboration is the new earth. I am so optimistic because I know it's going to come. But the key to know is this. In order for the new to come in, the old must dismantle. And that's exactly what's happening. All of the old is coming to the surface to be looked at, to be processed through, and to be healed. And that's why there's so much upheaval on the planet. I always love to use the analogy of, you know, trees in the fall where the leaves fall to the ground. They do that, and then that leaves room for the new leaves in the spring to come. And in very much the same way, we as a species is going through the same thing. We are dismantling the old systems that don't work. So I will share one example and then I'll stop. But one example is the banking system. There was last year several banks with a crisis. There is the system of banking is being shaken up. And isn't it interesting at the same time, for several years here, we've had this blockchain technology. Blockchain allows for transactions to occur in very quick, very super fast transactions. So instead of taking 2 or 3 days for a transaction to clear a bank, it takes like 2 seconds to clear a transaction through the blockchain technology. And cryptocurrency depends on that blockchain. So I don't know what's going to happen, but there is certainly so much high technology being created. And this is an example of how the new is coming in. In my personal opinion, I think cryptocurrency might take over the old way of banking. I don't know that, and certainly don't quote me, but that's my personal opinion.
It's so funny that you should say that. Your timing is so fortuitous on so many fronts, and sometimes that's coincidental. But that's just coincidental. But, you know, you and I have talked a little bit, even though it was a while ago. I have feelings like that. I really do. I really do. And we talk about a lot of these things, the quantum physics, Tesla, going back. And we're big proponents that we are at a precipice of time with the real bumpy waters and a lot of theater in between, that we are going to come on the backside of this. And I will fervently concur with you. It's going to be a rejuvenation for the planet, number one, much in need, and the inhabitants within. So I see all positive things. And real quickly, another thing that plays in that you would have probably no way of knowing this, Kate, because I just said it yesterday. I talked about how the old astrologer, I tease around a little bit, y'all remember Carl Sagan, and not making fun of him, but when he used to say billions and billions, because there are, but he flashes in my mind, because my point on that is billions and billions, actually many thousands of years ago, in the galactics, now we're one small speck, the Earth, in the outer galactic. That's the other thing that I think we're coming to a realization down here on planet Earth. And in all candor, kind of getting over ourselves a little bit, where applicable. I think that has a lot to do with the bubbling waters and what have you. In any event, some 12,000 plus years ago, women were sighted by the gods because they were naturally more heart-brain coherent at that time, many, 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 many thousands of years ago. And the men in that time frame, as they descended to Earth, picked up the logic part in coherence with the ladies. That far ago, in other words, they had it figured, ladies and gentlemen. So I think everything does come full turn, even though it takes 12,000 years sometimes to do so. Thanks for bearing with me, everybody, on trying to make that point. But because we have so much familiarity in these shows, you know, we got the eyes a little different or what have you. We talk about so many of these things, Kate. I just love that you're here with me again. And you always have an invite. Well, you always have an open invite contingent on your own very busy schedule at any time to come back, because it's Well, it's so in-depth, you know, 45 minutes, if we even go that far today, it's not long enough. It's not long enough. So, you know, you do have to have the Mason-Dixon line. But please do. I'm going to kind of guide people right through your website real quickly, because it's so important. You're also well-versed in Reiki, correct?
Oh, yes, Reiki. Yeah, Reiki energy.
That's something that we talk about here, but I want to make sure you accentuate your books first. So why don't you tell us about the books, plural, and I'll keep an eye on the clock. We have plenty of time, and then maybe towards the end, I'd love to have you talk about your Reiki as well. So why don't you tell us about the books, plural?
Sure. I was so honored to realize, and I'm honored today as well. About 20 years ago, when I was in a deep meditation, so I'll tell you about the books, but I want to share with you how they came about.
Please do.
I had been in a deep meditation, a particularly sweet deep meditation, and, you know, been meditating regularly for many years. But then this one particular morning, I had this guidance to grab a pen and paper, and I started hearing, it's not really hearing, it was more of a knowing, but it's sort of hearing these beautiful words of guidance that later I came to learn is from my guides and angels. They identify themselves as Archangel Michael, and then there's several other angels associated with Archangel Michael that are specific for me, and they shared amazing, beautiful, loving words. At first, I didn't trust it, but in a few short weeks, I came to trust and understand, wow, I was channeling, or I call it automatic writing. And it, when I get into that deep meditation, I get this beautiful words of guidance. So for my personal life, they shared beautiful words of guidance. And then in a few months, they started sharing this information that I thought, oh, so good for me, but this would be so useful for others. And that's what led me to become an author. I never thought of myself to be one, but I had these beautiful writings, and I wanted to share them with the world. And that's what produced my first book in 2010 called Deeply We Are One. And just in essence, this book is about how to truly recognize that we really are great. We are worthy. We are divine. And no matter what kind of conditioning or belief a person may have been brought up with, that they are indeed deserving. Just very briefly as a sidetrack, I wanted to share that as I was growing up, I lost most of my hearing at the age of 2.
Wow.
Strange as it is, I fell out of a window that was 1.5 stories high. And as a result, I lost most of my hearing. So back then they didn't have the technology for the type of hearing loss I have. It's a nerve loss. So I went through my grade school, middle school, and high school not hearing much, and I felt so isolated, and I definitely felt I did not belong. And people thought
I'm sorry for interjecting, especially then, and it was all innocent and naive, but it still wasn't quite nice. Kids could be brutal in those peers.
Yeah.
Continue.
Oh, yes. And you're so right. It can be very brutal.
Continue. Yeah.
And as a result, I had so much shame and very little confidence. And I thought I was a mistake. Also, there were some funky, dysfunctional dynamics in my family. So given all that, I am like 1,000% different than I was as a child. Thankfully, in my early 20s, I realized I needed to make a change, and through various healing modalities and psychotherapy, I was able to overcome all of that, which, by the way, Bill, is the very reason I am so passionate to be of service to people, why I love doing podcasts, why I love doing the professional speaking and the coaching, is because I want people truly to know that they are great and they are worthy. No matter what your feelings or beliefs are, it is really true. And that's what goes into my...
It's within
yes,
all
every
of us
single person.
It's so important to reinforce that. It's within all of us. Continue.
Oh, yes. It totally. It's so... Thank you for saying that. It truly is within all of us. And that's what my book talks about. And in the thing I love about this book is in our recognizing our greatness, or at least to harness that and live in that place as much as we can, we then can better recognize this in others. Because whatever is inside of us is a reflection on the outside. So when I feel better about myself, I far easier am better able to see good in another. So when you are in a position to feel good and you're empowered and you're doing, you know, you're living authentically, you're better able to give to others. You're better able to see the goodness in others. And
that's also,
in that, we can better...
That's also the key point of your joyful radiance for the name of the website. I love it. Because that's what you are radiating. You personify what you... And you radiate what you just said. I love both of those. The reality that you do that in the name of the website. Continue. I broke your train of thought. Continue.
Oh, I love that you said that. And thank you so much. Yes, Spirit gave me the name of my business, and Spirit gave me my name, Kate Hartsong, as my author name.
Love it.
Yes, it is all within us, and as we are better connected within ourselves, we have a much more capacity to connect with others. And in that, we are much better able to understand and live this concept of oneness. To be able to understand, yes, everyone and everything is interconnected. So how powerful is that? As we do our inner work, we are better able to honor others and also live oneness. To really see that what I do within myself also helps others. If I can be good to myself, I help others in a good way. So that's, again, going back to the everything is energy, so that's why we're all interconnected. So I'm very grateful to be sharing that information on Deeply We Are One, my first book. Then a couple years later, I again received amazing, profound wisdom through my automatic writing. And this became my second book, my latest book, called Humanity's Cry for Change. And I already shared a little bit about it. It does explain about the reason we're going through such havoc and upheaval and the craziness. But it gives so much hope that, yes, we are moving into the age of Aquarius. And then it also shares some key concepts that are truly necessary for us individually and collectively to really understand and live key concepts that are really essential so that we can continue living. We can avoid extinction, literally. We can avoid extinction when most people on the planet take on certain key concepts. And we are at really the 11th hour on the planet. And it's really time. It's really a clarion call. And my book serves partly it serves as a clarion call. Wake up. Hey, there's a reason why this book is called Humanity's Cry for Change.
Yep. The Rip Van Winkle era, I like to kind of sort of categorize it that way. It's time to wake up. And we can. And we are.
Yes.
Don't you see the positive? When I say that to you, I mean that concurring that I know that you do. Aren't you seeing that, Kate, in your travels and in your speaking and your day-to-day events? It might be a little bit slower or whatever than we would all like to see, but don't you feel as though through all of it right now, we are making positive progression, believe it or not?
I do. I believe that to be true.
I do,
yes, too. It's encouraging. I'm glad you think that, Bill. Yeah, I do think it's happening. I hear various – now, certainly, I don't know the whole pulse of 7 billion people.
Nobody
but
does.
I do, yes, but no.
Nobody does.
But
nobody
I do
does. I mean,
have
couldn't.
This.
We couldn't.
Yeah.
That's why I like to concur that trying to do this carefully and, you know, not offending anybody or anything. I think there's more of us that are reflecting now. Many of us have been doing that for quite some time. But I think there's many more of us that are reflecting now. And that's such a good thing because that's, again, it just gets back to the basics. The medicine that's been right here all along, if you will, for our bodies. We've just been kind of oblivious to a very large degree. And here we are, you know, here we are. So
yeah,
I think it is a calling. I fervently concur with you. I think we're maybe 11th hour or whatever. No panic buttons, but I think it's time. And I think we are getting that message down here that we need to, you know, straighten up a little bit.
Totally.
So listen,
I think more people.
Go ahead. You finish your point. I just wanted to remind you.
Oh, I apologize.
No, don't apologize.
I was just.
Time gets away so fast. 8 minutes left. I want to make sure you get in everything that you wanted to today. And then if we need to finish up and get you back on another topic, that's great. I'm setting you up for that. I need to have you come back. I'm teasing you.
Thank you.
So I didn't want to break your train of thought, but I did want you to squeeze in everything that you wanted to try to get in here today.
You got
8 minutes to do it, so take it away.
Oh, thank you. I do feel that, yes, indeed, more people are awakening. And if people are not, that's okay too, because truly I honor, and the right way to live is honor wherever a person is at.
Absolutely.
We do not know what their journey is. We don't know the life lessons they are supposed to get. It's not up to us to know. So let us honor where they are. And I am very optimistic, and I hear other people tell me, yes, there are more and more people awakening, and there's more people even aware of the term oneness or the term mindfulness and Reiki, and I'll share a little bit about Reiki. There are more people, and all of this is much more commonplace than it was even 20 years ago, and that to me is an indication of how the shift is indeed taking place. There's more acceptance of certain things, you know, the whole idea of metaphysics and Reiki and other healing modalities and the concept of oneness and mindness and all that, that yes, that's becoming more mainstream. And that's so encouraging. And then there's more companies that are becoming conscious that, yes, they want to be aware of the bottom line, but they also want to be more considerate and aware of their employees. I don't know what percentage that is, but there are more companies becoming conscious. I think there's a lot of hope, truly a lot of hope for a good new earth. I don't know when it's going to happen. And in the meantime, it's very key for each one of us to try to maintain our just maintain our sanity, to do the best we can to get into place of center and use the tools that can help. So I'll share one tool that's super helpful that really so that your audience can walk away with something concrete to do. One thing is to be in a state of gratitude as much as possible. Even if things don't seem to be going well, there's a lot of challenge in life, there still is something to be grateful for. For example, being able to get out of bed and being able to go to work. Maybe it's a job you don't like, but at least you still have a job. And how about gratitude that you have a friend and they are there to help you? Or turning on the kitchen faucet and water comes out every single time. So there's so much to be grateful for. And that helps us to focus, what is working right for me? What's going on well in my life? So this is a nice tool, very simple, just focus on the gratitude.
Love it.
And that'll help in the midst of all the chaos and upheaval. So I'll share now a little bit about Reiki. It's spelled R-E-I-K-I, and I'm honored to be a Reiki master and teacher. I've been a teacher probably for about 15 years now. Started this practice about 22 years ago. Lovely healing modality. It's a gentle hands-on healing that allows the practitioner to receive more of the life force energy through the practitioner, comes through the hands, and then is given to the patient. I'm sorry, I should say client.
Correct.
And there are many benefits. One is to help clear energy blocks. Hey, there's that word again, energy. Remember that everything is energy. So if energy is not dealt with, if there's an upset in your life and the challenge, and if it's not dealt with, if it's stuffed, it stays in your physical body.
Correct.
So it's Reiki is, and so it's best to process through and release that energy. But if it's not, Reiki can help to break up and release that energy, because Reiki does work on all levels of our being, emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. Reiki also helps relax, and it just helps the body to receive more of the chi energy, the life-giving energy. The life force is what keeps us alive. And when a person receives more of this life force, the body uses this to heal itself. That is so remarkable, isn't it? And so sometimes we say that the client is actually the healer, not the practitioner, because the chi energy is being utilized by the body. So I encourage people to check out online. You can Google R-E-I-K-I Reiki, or learn about it on my website, joyfulradiance.com. I have, just such a joy to offer this and to teach the classes that I do. In addition to my coaching, I will occasionally teach a class for Reiki. So, yeah.
Okay, with about 2 minutes left, first of all, who cares? But just so everyone does know, some of you do know that, I'm in the midst of Reiki 3 myself. I am Reiki 1 and 2, but it's the modalities. I've never practiced it on another person as of yet. I do practice it on myself all the time.
Great.
One of the main reasons I took it, not to be self-serving, but to be able to continue to administer, medicine and capabilities within our own body. With about a minute and a half left, we're definitely going to get you back based on your availability to do so, Kate. Tell everybody
Thank you.
How they can get a hold of you, about the book, where it's at, and so forth. And then I'll bid you adieu. I'll let you finish up here. I'll talk to you behind the scenes. Please do remind everybody about Kate, your website, the books, and take it away, Kate. And I'll talk to you behind the scenes in a short time. And thank you for being here today. Take it away.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Truly an honor. My website is joyfulradiance.com. And if you check that website out, you will find that you can subscribe to receive monthly a new tool, simple tools to help you to get back into feeling joyful. And it will help you to ascend into a better life. So a monthly tool that you will receive if you subscribe. And I'm also offering, if you're interested, I would love to offer a complimentary coach session. I am a certified life coach, and I'm so here to serve. And this gives you a chance to see what coaching is like with me. Also, yes, on my website, there is a page for my book, Humanity's Cry for Change, and my second book, Deeply We Are One. It's also on Amazon. So Humanity's Cry for Change is on Amazon also in the ebook and audio. And so I would love to hear from you. Any comments? I am here to serve. I am just so, so honored to be the messenger. And I am happy to be here, and I wish all of you incredible blessings. and to please remember the greatness that you are. Thank you, thank you. And thank you, Bill.
Thank you all. Gotta go bye-bye for now. We'll see you all tomorrow. Kate, I'll be talking to you momentarily. Thank you for being on the show. Bye-bye, everybody. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow. Peace, everybody.